Police in Tampa and St. Petersburg, Florida, are investigating a major breach of security at a local health department. A confidential list of the names of AIDS patients was sent to two local newspapers. This may be the largest leak of confidential information used to track the disease. From member station WUSF, Sally Watt reports.
The confidential information containing the names of 4,000 people with AIDS was taken from the Pinellas County Health Department in St. Petersburg. A computer disk and an anonymous letter were sent to two local newspapers. Neither paper published the information. Paul Tash, executive editor of the St. Petersburg Times, says the disk was addressed to the city editor.
We inserted the disk into a computer to make a quick examination to get some sense of what the nature of the information thereon was. We concluded it indeed was the registry of AIDS patients contained by the Pinellas County, kept by the Pinellas County Health Department. We did not study the list or make notes from it as to the identities of individual people on it.
Tash talked with his attorney and gave the disk to police. Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating an 8-year employee at the health department who's been put on administrative leave. He was one of only 3 people who had access to the computer files. Patrons of a St. Petersburg bar told investigators of hearing the man in the bar brag about having a confidential list of AIDS patients. State Department of Health and Rehabilitative Services Elaine Fulton-Jones says the investigation is continuing.
There has been a breach of confidentiality. To what extent, we are not yet sure. The FDLE and the Inspector General are working very diligently to determine what happened and how far it went. We have not been careless. Our security system is actually very good, but if we have an employee who has legitimate access to the information and it then gets out, whether deliberately or by accident, that is still a breach of confidentiality.
In Florida, local health departments keep AIDS lists in order to track the disease. The names are also sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, but there the names are replaced with a security code.
It's our worst nightmare come true.
Marcia Levy is executive director of the Tampa AIDS Network.
This could potentially be public knowledge. So, I mean, we could have tragedy occurring. We could have suicides. I mean, you know, the worst could happen. Then the people who would normally come in to be tested and go into treatment if they were positive are going to think twice about it because they're going to be afraid that their names are going to be publicized.
A Florida state statute that goes into effect in January joins 26 states that require health care providers to report cases of AIDS and HIV. But officials are saying in the light of this security breach, they may now reevaluate the law. For National Public Radio, I'm Sally Watt in Tampa.